This recording, Chile 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her than more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, shaked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so he's made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, keep calling, "Coma, coma," which Sarah threw was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tied gently, stroking the goose's lower back, her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to battle the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison's, a millionaire lawyer's, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I came to Orlando with a colleague and my friends. We worked together 1 year ago. This was a very exciting experience, and I am so happy, and I hope she was too. Later we are going to any museum here in Orlando, and tomorrow we are going to Miami. Wow. And we are going in a bus. In the morning, we see in the map where is the bus station. And maybe 9 in the morning tomorrow, we are take a taxi for the bus station, and then I think the travel is for 4 hours, maybe. And I hope that the hotel will be nice. Hola, estoy en Orlando hace 3 días. Vine a una conferencia en la cual noté que mi inglés es malo.